Hello, everyone, and welcome to Walking with the Tengu, a podcast exploring classic texts for the modern martial artist. Today we're looking at a section of the classic Book of Five Rings by Miyamoto Musashi. Most martial artists will have heard of this work, at least in passing, before, and today's is a great place to start, as it applies to just about any style and is an important component of both training and self-defense. First, the quote. This is from Thomas Cleary's translation from 1994. In martial arts, speed is not the true way. As far as speed is concerned, the question of fast or slow in anything derives from failure to harmonize with the rhythm. When you master an art or science, your performance does not appear to be fast. For example, there are professional courier runners who travel a route of about 15 miles. But even so, they do not run fast from morning to night. As for those who lack the training, even if they seem to run all day, they do not reach the goal. As the saying goes, the fast one stumbles and fails to get there on time. Of course, being too slow and too late is also bad. The performance of an expert seems relaxed, but does not leave any gaps. The actions of trained people do not seem rushed. End quote. When I was in law enforcement many, many years ago, there was a phrase that was said to us on several occasions. I hear it's used within the military community as well. This phrase summarizes what Musashi was saying quite well. Slow is smooth, smooth is fast. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen others or myself try to practice a new technique too fast. Fumbling about, I forget details, do the wrong thing, and on a few occasions nearly injure myself. If there is one thing I've heard from teachers across just about every style, it is slow down. For my own students, I've expressed it to them as only do it as fast as perfect technique allows. If you do it too fast, all you've done is practice something wrong very fast. Even when sparring, or rolling as we call it in BJJ, and I have an opponent who is going as fast and as hard as they can, more often than not, I benefit from slowing down, taking a breath, getting a feel for the rhythm of our match, and then timing my efforts for optimal effectiveness. Speed at the right time. In many cases, simply by slowing down, I can preserve my stamina and tire my opponent out. No matter how good they are, if they're exhausted, they're not going to be very good. I suspect this may actually be the point of rounds in boxing and MMA. We need our fighters to catch their breath so they can go out for another round and keep the match interesting for the spectators. I imagine if there weren't rounds, the matches would get rather boring as the fighters got more tired. Musashi was born around 1584 and died in 1645. His life is surrounded by an accretion of myth, and it can be at times difficult to separate fact from fiction. What we do know of him comes primarily from secondary sources, students of his and recollections of stories passed from his students to their students. What is amazing to me is that a work written around 400 years ago, in a world with a very different relationship to violence, legality, and any concept of self-defense, contains principles about the martial arts that are still relevant and important today. Even though he is so far removed from us, the lesson that Musashi saw fit to write down to be passed on to his students is still taught in our militaries, law enforcement, and of course martial arts schools. Like with most combative principles, these are truths that remain relevant regardless of style, culture, or point in time. My guess is that we can find other works out there that teach the same principle. And, you know, even if we were to lose all these classics as well as knowledge of the martial arts, we'd still rediscover it at some point in the future. For if there's one principle that remains true across all time, it is that there has never been a time in recorded history when humans do not prey on other humans. So remember to practice slow enough to be smooth, and in time you may find that you've become fast. That's all for today. Please help the podcast out by sharing and telling people about it. The best way you can help us is just by letting people know that it's out there and what it's got you thinking about. Thank you for listening, and talk to you again soon.